Music there.
Live music.
Live
too?
Music inside and outside.
They do it up.
And out
and, out. And outside they do it.
Wow.
A lot of high definition TVs. Anywhere you look, you'll be
outside?
Able to watch a World Cup game. We'll
are there
find
TVs
out.
Outside?
Ryan, I don't know what he's doing.
No, but you can see him on the inside because it's all glass.
Ooh.
So it's like having him outside, but they're not.
He's supposed
fantastic.
To be
he's in there
here.
Doing a little extra side work.
How long does it take? He's been
I know, really.
Minutes.
It's like, yeah,
what is Marnie making
it?
Him do?
God only knows.
I mean, how many scripts does he have to go through?
She is a one demanding lady.
And that's why we love her.
We do love her. Happy birthday, Mike Tyson. 501-433-1037. Chrissy Chatham's here.
Hello.
And she is with Youth Home, one of our favorites of all time.
Yay.
And we're having a poker tournament.
July
the
19th. Poker and casino.
Poker and casino.
Yeah. And I was going to say, if you guys have any other games, we could give some tickets away.
Keno? Oh, yeah, we have birthday trivia.
You suggest
no Keno. No Keno.
You're suggesting games for them to add that way
for birthday trivia.
Okay.
Maddie T is going to play in the poker tournament.
I am, yeah, if that's all right.
Yes, we would love that.
You can check my sleeves and everything beforehand. Cause
so here's the deal. We want to have a bounty, okay?
Okay.
Like a bounty, and here's how it works. Chris Kane's going to be out of town.
Boo.
And a lot of the other guys are going to be out of town. July 19th is a very popular travel day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Come
apparently.
To find out.
Pat's making the quotation marks every time he says out of town.
Everybody.
Yeah. Except for me, I will be in town.
We check the all-important calendar here.
So we have a bounty. So we got Wally Hall's playing.
Yes.
Justin Lewis has agreed.
Jay Lou.
I have to remind him that he agreed.
You need to. You know, he's on vacation
he's
right
Houston,
now, too, so
right?
He's going to forget.
Oh, there's no question.
He's going to forget it all when he comes
everything
back.
Everything that's happened the day he left prior to, he's forgot about it.
We'll remind him, though. Don't worry.
So the bounty will be to, if somebody were to knock out Matty T or Justin Lewis or Wally Hall or some of these other folks that I can get to play,
maybe some local there's a special prize. Types.
Yeah. Oh. But, again, a lot of them are down. We got to convince him to stay in town.
I'll be in town.
Who doesn't want to spend time?
I think I'll be in town. I just checked the all-important calendar.
I thought you were going to be out of town.
You didn't even text me about it, Patrick.
Yeah.
Chris
no, we'd love for you to be in town.
I'm doing overtime the day before with Matty J.
Beautiful. So
you'll
be in town.
So I'll be in town.
Great. Right. How about that?
Do you want to play? Are you a poker player? It doesn't matter.
You have a blast.
Put on my poker face, if that's what you mean.
Well, here's the great thing is it's for all levels of players. Like,
oh, that's
we
good.
We get some people who play regularly, and we get some people who say, I want to try my hand.
I'm just going to tell everybody what my hand is and see if they believe me.
Well,
every
here's
time.
The deal, though, Chris.
Is that a reverse bluff?
Yes.
It's a special
say, here's what
prize.
I got. What do you, your move.
What do you recommend?
For the other poker tournaments,
what do you recommend?
If they knock you out of the tournament, they get a special prize. For instance, we will say there's a bounty on Chris Kane's head. If you can knock Chris Kane out of the tournament, you will get a $25 gift card or a $50 gift card to a particular place. And so that is an incentive for
to knock
folks
me out.
To enter. And you're just, hey, listen, man, you're just a...
Just a punching bag.
That's all, buddy.
It's
for a good cause.
The
Youth
poker
Home.
Punching bag.
Youth Home, it all goes to Youth Home.
Of course.
So it's a good cause.
Yes, we love Youth Home. Love what you guys do, Chris.
Thank you. Well, it's so important. You know, there are so many things that happen in our lives, in our media, in our society, and we don't talk about mental illness, and we don't talk about ways that we can help and prevent and, you know, do things for kids and individuals who have problems. And so that's what Youth Home is. That's what we're here for. We've got a continuum of care for kids ages 12 to 17 on our main campus on Colonel Glenn, but then we also have an outpatient clinic. And a lot of people hear the name Youth Home, and they think it's just for kids. Well, that's not true. Our outpatient clinic treats people of all ages, whether you have kids, don't have kids, if you've got work issues, family issues, you know, anything that you need to come talk about, we can help you out. And all of the funds raised from casino and poker go to help support this program.
You can sign up online at youthhome.org.
Yes, sir.
That's the best way.
Instead,
you can just show up. It's $50 to get in.
$50 for poker. This is going to get a little technical for the non-poker people.
Okay.
So,
all right.
It's a $50 entry fee for poker. You have an optional $25 add-on, which means you double your chips from the start for $75. After that, there are continuous buy-ins or rebuys is the term. Sorry. for
come
$50
on, Chrissy.
Throughout the game. I know. See?
Rebuy.
Rebuy.
Not the ribeye, but the rebuy.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. But that's just proof that people, players of all levels can come. Casino area is $35. I think we've said if you purchase a poker entry and you do one rebuy, you get an automatic entry into casino. So when you're done playing, Chris, if you get knocked out, then you get to go over to the casino area, play some craps and roulette and some slot machines.
I love craps.
Craps is
craps
fun.
Is more my game because
Brownie, where
I
you
just
been?
Take my chances.
Poker,
you have to actually play.
Crap, but there's so many rules to craps that I learn them every single time
and
I play.
And that's the greatest part about it. You
and
learn stuff
fun.
To do every time.
Apparently, that is your best odds of winning at the casino.
Oh, yeah.
Is that craps?
And the most fun
know.
Because it's a social game.
Right, well, right. Yeah.
We got Mr. Vegas right here.
Oh, hey.
Whoa, easy. Yeah, it's like you just got out of Vegas
for that.
Right now.
You gotta, hey, you got to pay for that now.
It's all right, Ryan. It's
okay.
All right.
What's up?
This is the newlywed Ryan Brown, owner of the Tavern Sports Grill.
Welcome in. A whole 90 days or something.
Oh, my goodness. You made it that long? That is more than the average marriage, by the way. So congratulations. Just about.
What was the honeymoon? You look healthy. You look good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We went down to the Bahamas, took a little sun, took a fishing. A little bit of
you fish? Deep sea?
Yeah, it took us out.
Got a big marlin?
Yeah. With that,
shark?
With a grouper?
Not an orca.
Not an I don't know. Stephanie caught all
the fish. Grilled in an orca?
You got grouper?
Gosh,
yeah, we got grouper.
Grouper's great eating fish. Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
So we had a big time, man.
Good.
We had a really good time.
Wait, you ate the fish you caught?
No, we gave it to the little boat captain because I was too lazy to clean them.
Why's he got
to
be a little boat captain?
Well, because it wasn't a very big boat.
Okay.
So,
was he little or the boat was little?
Both.
Ryan's a big guy, so I mean, there's a lot of people that are little. Even you're little, Pat Bradley. You're the little radio host.
He's a big guy.
Little Pat Bradley.
How's the tavern?
Man, it's good. You know, this World Cup, I know I've been listening to the show this morning. You guys have been talking about it. This is just, it's a craze, man. I mean, people are just fanatical about it.
It is the great global soap opera.
Yeah.
It is like the biggest
social,
dramatic
party event of the summer.
Yeah, and I heard you guys talking about the football, and what I was thinking when I was driving over here, I hate to say this because I'm not a big soccer fan, but soccer right now is more social than football. It really, and I wouldn't believe it. I'm a huge football fan.
I want to ask you this,
but
because
you have folks. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have folks at the tavern.
Right.
Here's what I've observed with folks who get together at an establishment to watch the games.
Right.
There's maybe like one or two guys in the whole crowd that actually know what's going on in the soccer game. And everybody else is kind of like watching those guys out of the corner of their eyes. So then when they cheer, everybody goes, yes!
Hey.
What did we do that's so great?
USA! Because
there's only like one goal a game.
Yeah. Yes, totally true. You're completely accurate. I guess we played Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Last Tuesday?
Is when Thursday, I believe. Thursday.
We Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. Okay. Thursday. Well. So we were
One of the T's.
Who's on first?
Yeah. I don't know.
So,
we don't even know when they play.
Yeah.
Tavern, but we love them.
Tavern's completely packed at 11 a.m. We're playing Germany. Big game. You know, happy to everyone there. And I'm working and helping out. And one guy comes up to me, and they flash to the other game that was influential as to whether we advanced or not.
Yeah, right. Portugal. Yeah, the Ghana-Portugal game.
Yeah. And so someone scored, and I literally went and found a guy in a soccer jersey. I go, so is that good or bad for us? Because I don't even know what's going on
right now.
What
does
this
mean?
Yeah, just absolutely.
You actually can win for losing.
Yes.
We actually lost, but we really, really won.
That's a beautiful thing about soccer right there.
Okay. What about this? I don't know if you guys – what about them spray painting the lines on the field and going, these guys stand here? I don't know what's going on.
Well, that's important because they used to not do that. It's like some type of shaving cream stuff. And why they do that
is because
stuff
we used to do at Halloween,
right?
And then it disappears.
You
after
have
a while.
To stand a certain distance away from a free kick,
right?
And so what they used to do though is the refs would tell them, be like, "All right, you all stand there." And right when the ref turned around, they'd all start creeping forward.
Right,
soccer is a game of sneakiness, so they'd all start creeping forward a little bit, and the ref would have to turn around, and be like, "No, no." So this is the definitive line: you shall not. Pass.
Yeah.
That is the line.
Wow, I like that. Is that how they say it?
Yeah.
And they go,
well, in a different language, though.
Well, it just seems to kind of be arbitrary. Like, he just kind of walks up and goes, how about here? You know? And I'm like, this is a World Cup. How about you just stay?
It's a set distance.
Hey, we're going to add time on. I don't know how much.
You're right.
Exactly.
We're gonna add some time.
You know,
okay. Fair enough.
Is it too much to ask Chris to just stop the clock?
Yes.
Is that just, I don't
know. You
get
know what I think would happen, seriously, back in the day, and everything with soccer is probably not going to change. Uh-huh. I think they used to carry like one of those big hand clocks to the game. So it just kept winding. Like they'd have to stick their finger on the minute thing to make it, it's not digital, is my point. They don't have a digital clock. They got one of those big ones that goes around the hand, so you can't technically stop it, I guess.
Well, you know, we've made some advances since then. Maybe we need to adjust.
Yeah, and I think it probably goes back to the sneakiness. I think you're right. When I was watching one game with my husband, and he couldn't really understand the offsides Like, what does that rule mean?
And what
so
it
I
is,
looked
is,
it up.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I mean, just the whole gist of it, I'm not going into the details because I'll embarrass myself. But the whole gist of it was back in the day, there would be like one player standing at the goal waiting to just kick
you
the ball.
You know what it is?
Cherry picking.
You know what it is?
Snowbird. Cherry picking. Snowbird.
I was going to say, no Snowbird.
That's, like, that's how Ryan Brown played basketball.
Yeah, that's right. Just at the other end, just throw it to me down here. No
Snowbird.
Give it to me. Yeah, that's going on. And then if you're on the flopping in the NBA, you know, and everyone. Of course, the Mexican team, God, this
coach is one of the great floppers of all time.
They perfected that, didn't
they? Yeah, the whole deal. And I'm like, you know, in an NBA game, very, very, very rarely does a flop lead to the outcome of the game. Does it really affect, I mean, a possession or two or something like that?
Depends.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not very often. This stuff that they're doing down with this called the box of soccer, you know, it's you flop, you get a call, it's a penalty kick.
Wasn't that one guy got a red card or something like that?
Yeah.
Where he was kicked out of like five games because he accidentally tripped a guy?
That means you're ejected for the game, and here's the most important part about that is
you play down a player
rest of the time. Yeah, that's huge.
I'm just
huge.
Saying, if you're going to get a hold of the flopping in the NBA, maybe we ought to get a hold of the flopping in soccer.
No, that's part of the drama.
Oh,
that's the
falling down and the grabbing the knee. And the
great actors, man. You got to give it to them. The acting is superb. Academy Awards for all.
I mean, I'm exhausted watching all that happen.
Man, I was talking to Stephanie, and we were talking about the World Cup and everything, and, you know, we don't have children or anything. We're like, you know, it's highly probable that our children want to play soccer, and this is tough for me because I was a football, basketball guy and all this stuff. But I was talking about it, and I was saying, you know, here's the deal. I will not allow my child to do that. I'm like, look, dude, you can play this sport.
Don't throw a
fit
on the field.
Acting hurt just doesn't compute with me. Because you have you
that's,
know
that's the culture, but that is the culture.
They let and as soon as they get the call, they just spring back up like just miracle powder's been sprinkled on it. I'm good. You know, I don't get it.
Like
pop
it was
it
shot.
Off.
I can't do
put
it.
Put your headsets on. Let's get a little entertainment report. Let's go birthday trivia. Talk a little tavern, sports grill, and of course the youth home poker tournament.
Hey, Pat.
Yes, sir?
I just had the first wing that I've ever tried from the tavern. Now, there we go. As a, if you can hear.
Nope, flip it around to the back. No. Right, nope. Oh,
Those are really the basil.
This is good. Go from the back. From the back.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. That's so you don't mess up your hair.
Oh,
it's the basil.
Yes.
What is going on over there?
I hear nothing, by the way.
Matty T, you were saying about the wings?
Oh, well, it was going to be a compliment, but I want him to hear it.
Okay. Well, you work on that.
Anyways,
sad news out of the Kardashian household.
Oh no. Tell me Khloe's okay.
Sad? Yeah. Apparently Rob is photographed holding a double cup.
Which
contains a little bit of that.
I've been here before.
Scissor?
Oh. Yeah.
I was going to say is it carrying like curdled milk, cuz that dude has ballooned in the last few.
Yeah, there's no question. Actually, on the cup it has Codeine Boys emblazoned on it. And he's smoking a little weed, which apparently you can get
entertainment.
That.
Rob Kardashian is on the scissor. I was going to say,
Why didn't you just jump back in? What were you doing under the
jeez,
table?
Gosh, what are you?
We had technical difficulties.
It's okay. It's all right.
Sad news. On the headphones.
Sad news for the Kardashian household equals great news for the rest of the world.
Oh, I
that's
see.
How it works.
In other good news, Landis and I just tried the tavern's famous number one ranked wings.
Yes.
Those don't need sauce or anything. Those are incredible.
Thank you.
I don't know how you'd get that, all that flavor in there. I would also rank those in a blind taste test as the best, excuse my language, best darn wings around.
Well, ooh, thank you, Matty T. They're made with love, my friend. They're made with love.
Hey, Chrissy, I need you to stay.
Where we can see you there.
Pay
where
attention.
We can see you.
Yeah. I'm here.
All right.
I'm here.
Do you guys binge? Anybody binge?
Like on
binge
alcohol
what?
Or?
Binge what?
Yeah.
In general, do you have a binging personality?
Yeah, watch I like to soccer. Binge. I like to binge watch a series of television shows.
Red Zone.
There you go.
Yeah. Red Zone. Yes. I binge on Red Zone.
A
there
TV,
we go.
A TiVo
I
study. Breaking Bad is the most binge ooh. Watched TV show.
That's what you did. That's how you watched it.
That's it.
And Chris
totally did it. Yep. We did it on the honeymoon. Yeah. That's what we watched on the honeymoon. We brought the Apple TV, the whole deal. Totally binged 3-4 episodes.
Is anyone curious how a binge TV show is defined?
Please explain.
How would you think? How many episodes per day is considered
at least five?
Oh, see, I was going to go lower. I'd say three or
four. How long is the episode? That's the thing, though. Is it a 30-minute show or an hour? Like Fargo?
48
minutes. I watched, I was on, yeah, 48 minutes. Roughly. That's good. I was going to say, I watched Fargo in a binge, and I say three is my binge. That's
okay.
A binge
so
for
3 hours?
What do you got?
So 3 hours, yeah.
The show, most binge watched, defined as three episodes of a series in a day, with 35% of respondents saying they had overdose, so to speak, on the show at some point.
Yep.
House of Cards and Game of Thrones round out the top three binge shows at 29 and 25, respectively.
I think Orange is the New Black is coming up to be the
next one. That's our next one.
Heard good things.
I know.
And related news, binge-watching TV may increase risk of early death.
You think?
How do you purge it out then?
Yeah, how do you purge? That's a good question.
I need to figure out some way to get it out of my head then.
You just got
to
go for it. Don't have many. I got one story here out of the baseball world. According to Deadline, director Casey Affleck wants to cast Jack Reiner.
I'm not familiar.
From Transformers 4?
Didn't see it.
As Josh Hamilton in the life of the Angels outfielder, which will be titled Miracle Shot. It's a biopic.
Biopic.
To be released.
I'm joking. I don't know.
We've had arguments to the death, me and Avery, about biopic and biopic.
I got to play that part today.
Biopic and biopic.
And I just got to weigh in, Matty T. It's couldn't care less. I heard Chris and Matt on the way up here when y'all said could or could not care less.
Yeah.
It's couldn't care less.
That was the thing that I also get called out on, and I was teasing Pat because he said it the same way. Most, I believe probably the majority of people get it wrong.
Yeah.
That you say, I could care less. It's actually, I couldn't.
There are a lot of phrases that you'd be surprised how you can say them a couple different ways.
Right.
They really, there's a lot of. So, Josh Hamilton. Biopic, biopic, whichever you prefer, will be coming out soon.
Jack Reiner?
Yeah, who is that, Chris?
Well, according to his IMDb page, the only thing of significance that he's done is Transformers 4, unless you've seen Delivery Man, Cold, or What Richard Did. Those are the things he's most notable for.
Yeah, there's still nothing of significance there
for me.
It'll be based on Josh Hamilton's memoir, Beyond Belief, Finding the Strength to Come Back.
So this is like
Miracle Shot.
It's like Angels in the Outfield, and the angels come help them play, right?
except it's actually a real life story.
Well, no, that really happened. Yeah, they start waving their arms in the crowd.
I hope so. It actually really, really happened. How about a little birthday trivia? I've had enough Entertainment Report. Birthday trivia. Can we get four on the line, Matty T? Four.
Yeah, you
want
to
play the call?
I don't know what phrase I was going to. I was going to say blow through these calls. I don't know if that was.
Ready? Yeah, let's.
John, what's going on, buddy? You're in the zone.
Yeah, just a quick comment about the flopping and soccer.
Shoot, pal.
We have
shoot.
Reluctance to refer to this soccer as football, and I think one thing that they're much more prolific at than the NBA is it's flopping. So I suggest we start referring to it as flop ball.
I like it,
John.
Flop ball. It's in. I'm getting that tattoo. What's up, Pat?
It's a chick.
Hey.
Hey, Pat.
Yes, I'm a chick. Yes, I don't agree with much with what you say, Pat Bradley, but I do agree with
the
thongs up north, because I lived up there 20-something years, and that's what they call them.
That's right, thongs, see?
Yeah.
Pat, do you wear thongs? I mean, shoes?
I wear flip-flops.
They're
flip-flops.
They're flip-flops. Thank you.
No. There's two kinds of flip-flops.
Yeah.
There's the kind that's a thong that goes in between your big toe and your middle toe, and then there's the one where you see a lot of athletes wearing with
just the single band.
Over.
Yeah, it's because they're awesome.
The flip-flop.
That's why athletes
wear
them.
They're both flip-flops. One's thong, and the other is what's sometimes called a shower shoe.
Yes.
Thank you, Patty. What a great call.
Pat,
can I call you Patty?
With Pat?
Yes, you can call me Pat.
All right. We can agree on that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pat.
You're welcome. Bye.
Flip-flops are still awesome. Just gotta throw that out there.
Flip-flops are great.
I totally agree.
Thong flip-flops can only be worn by women.
That is not
that
true.
That can't be true.
And shouldn't be worn at night by guys.
That's all I wear.
Yeah. You obviously.
Hey,
you
I didn't write the rules. I just live by the rules.
And realize how this heat works.
Why can flip flops not be worn at night, Pat? What's the logic there?
Well, if you're gonna be in an establishment, let's just say a local watering hole, okay?
Maybe like the tavern.
Don't you want to protect your feet? How many times have you come out of a place where your shoes are about as dirty as can be?
Oh Lord!
What kind of places do you go to?
Thank you.
Yeah, really.
I don't know.
How old are you?
The tavern is perfectly clean.
Well, the tavern's great.
There's no peanut shells on the ground and no spittoons.
Now we're getting to the heart of the issue.
Flip your thongs, off, and take off in bare feet.
Pat is planning on making a break for it. Is what we're figuring out.
You just gotta be prepared for any moment. What kind of weekends do you have?
Wow.
You're going to karate chop a guy with your big toes?
The secret life of Pat Bradley. That's...
I'm just saying, get your pair of nice New Balance.
You need your own.
Hey, do we have a biopic? Chrissy, are those tickets to the poker tournament Saturday?
They
not this Saturday,
be.
But...
Saturday, July 19th. For the winner, we can give two tickets to either casino or poker, winner's choice.
That is awesome. One more caller, 433-1037, and you'll also get some McDonald's Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it.
Okay, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Whew, we got a long list today.
My goodness.
Don't know if we'll get through all of them. We do need one more, 501-433-1037. If you call in, Chrissy is going to be playing for you.
Oh, and there we got it. We got a call. Kay.
I'm sorry.
Brownie, you're line one. Chrissy, two. Maddie T, you're line three. And Chris Kane is line four.
Lisa, I got
for
you.
Lisa.
I'm sorry in advance for whoever's on my team.
Ooh,
I'm,
me
this
too.
I'm awful.
American Chrissy, actor. All right, can you guys stop apologizing before we've even played? You haven't even lost yet.
Yeah.
And you already apologized.
Really? Caller,
I'm so
let's
bad.
Play.
Chrissy's calling. Maddie T waxes
let's
me
just
at this.
How about this? Okay, we got it. We got it.
I got an idea. Instead of talking about how we play, let's just play. All right, this American actor, director, film producer,
Brad
writer,
Pitt,
and singer.
George Clooney.
Accomplished actor.
Singer.
He has been referred to as the human chameleon.
And Sacha Baron Cohen.
As the actor's actor.
No.
Timberlake?
He's known for his roles.
Sir Ian McKellen.
Private Leonard Lawrence.
Wow. Oh, Vincent D'Onofrio.
Film.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Metal Jacket. Yeah, Vincent D'Onofrio. Good job, Matty T.
Matty T always kills us.
Private Pyle.
He was Pyle?
Yes.
Oh, I need you to put your thinking cap on now. How old?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
How old is Vincent D'Onofrio today?
No, I got a text.
Okay.
I'm not.
He proved
Ryan
it.
Brown, how old is Vincent D'Onofrio today? I'm having a tough time wrangling these characters today, Matty T.
52.
No, sir. Chrissy.
I'm going with 65.
No, whoa, ma'am. Matty T.
53.
No, sir, Chris Kane.
54.
He is 55.
That's how.
Oh, wow. Game for you, folks.
Very excited. You guys.
Cheaters
never
win.
Ever had a group so excited about their trivia.
Man.
Okay, this American football wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns.
Josh Gordon.
Played college football for Monmouth University.
Oh, my goodness.
Once dated Kim Kardashian, and by date I mean hooked up quite a bit.
Ray J played football?
No.
Because they filmed the video.
He signed. He was a two-time Pro Bowl selection and signed as an undrafted free agent with the Dallas Cowboys in 2006.
Miles Austin.
Miles Austin, yes.
Come on. How did I not
Chrissy,
get
how
that?
Old is Miles Austin?
How did I like
that? Today.
Give me, what did you say? He did something
joined.
In 2006?
Undrafted free agent with the Cowboys in 2006. Gives you a little reference point.
Okay. So.
Six.
Today, please.
Oh,
we got a lot
know.
Of things we got to do. No.
Maddie.
Terrible guess.
What Maddie was her? T. What was your guess?
She said 42.
That's
not
terrible.
Even close.
He is.
Oh, decade, sorry.
He's 30, 35.
No. Chris Kane.
31.
No.
Dang it.
Brownie.
30 on the nose.
He is bingo bango. 30
on
the nose.
That was going to be. It was between one of the two.
Yes.
Okay. This
I'm
American football tight end for the Buffalo Bills.
Chris Gregg.
It is. Chris.
That's
Gregg.
The only tight end I would
Did
know.
You exactly. know that already?
Well, they announced
the
it on the morning show this morning.
It's the only tight end I know on the Buffalo Bills.
Matty T, how old is former Razorback Chris Gregg?
Chris Gregg is in his late 20s, and it's 29 years old.
No, he's from Warren, Arkansas. Chris Kane, how old is he?
Just had his rookie year last year. I'm going to go with 23.
Brownie, how old is he?
I'm going to say 24.
Bingo,
yeah.
Bang. This guy is
he's playing
I'm
the game.
On fire.
Hey,
I'm
playing the right. game. He redshirted.
That's right.
He redshirted when he broke his ankle freshman year.
Yep.
I remember
this
that.
American actor and comedian known for his work.
Robin
on the
Williams.
Comedy television show In Living Color.
Oh, Keenan Ivory Wayans.
Born in Detroit.
Damon Wayans?
No. David Alan Greer.
He was also in Gonna Get You Sucker. Yes,
David Alan Greer. Okay, I was just going to start naming off the entire cast of In Living Color.
If anyone should get this, it's Matty T.
Chris Kane, how old is David Alan Greer?
Oh, man. I'll go 55.
No, sir.
Okay. You know what was great? Was
I'm going to go 45.
No. Chris Kane?
I'm going to split it at 50.
No, ma'am.
Remember when he did the movie reviews with Damon Wayans and goes, hated it. Okay, David Alan Greer is 56 years old.
No, he's actually 58. What did you say, Crane?
I said 55.
Ah, Matty T gets
Thank
one.
Thank you for
Matty
your honesty, Chris.
One.
Playing the game, you guys.
Okay, last but certainly not least.
Let me win.
You need a point. At least one point, Chrissy. Come on, Chrissy.
We got to get Chrissy on the board.
Okay. I'm going to give you a hint. Put your cap on for this one.
Oh.
Put your cap on for this one. because this gentleman...
Go on.
Once had a 10,000 calorie a day diet.
Mike Tyson.
Michael Phelps.
Yes!
Oh.
Yes!
Yes! Nice. Very good job.
Now, why I made that connection with you that you would know that, I have no idea. I have no idea. All right. I'm going to give you a shot.
10,000.
Actually, this is Brownie's turn again. Oh. Michael Phelps, how old is he today?
What, two Olympic? 29?
Bingo. This guy's a sick animal. He just destroyed you guys.
It's the first win
feel
ever.
Violated.
William.
I feel like I've been hustled.
Yeah. And that's our buddy William. William. Yeah, so he will be at the youth home. The youth home poker
hustled.
Tournament.
You were saying you were not going to be very good.
I got lucky on the numbers. Yes.
Oh, the man's a hustler.
That's right.
When we get back,
it's we'll like they. I'm sorry, Pat. It's like they say, Chrissy. You got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them.
I know.
And that is a tip of the cap to the youth home poker and casino.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Night that we're gonna have.
July 19th.
We will get more information on that as well as. Let Ryan talk a little bit about tomorrow World Cup, what all the folks could do. And you know, one of these days, you know, I love a fine cigar.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Peace.
He's a regular at the tavern.
Oh, yeah. Love over Mike. 150 blends of fine cigars down at Maduro, 109 Main Street. Huh. He travels all the way down to Nicaragua, which has some of the best tobacco in the world, to get some of the finely handmade rolled cigars.
Wow.
Head on over there. They got a beautiful establishment. You get to reserve a private room. That's something that possibly, if I get a hold of him, wouldn't that be a great gift?
I think it would.
For the poker tournament, casino?
I think you're onto something.
Gift card to Maduro, what do you think? How many people would enjoy that?
What about a private party?
Step it up a notch. They do it. They got a knowledgeable wait staff. What they do is they pair up the cigar of your choice with the proper cocktail.
Okay.
So you get the essence of both, the best of both worlds. Maduro.
Like pairing wine and food?
Yes.
Cigar and cocktail?
Great place. Love Maduro. Okay.
109 Main Street, downtown.